Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You were right, and I was wrong.
About?
Oh, about. About the freaking Toronto Raptors.
I mean, really.
The frauds that they are.
What a joke. And they're going to get swept now. I mean, yesterday, you know what? It was great. It was perfect start. No baseball. Perfect starting time, 6 o'clock. I was pumped up to watch this game. The Raptors come out early. They're playing well. Kyle Lowry was on fire early. But they could never really get any distance from Cleveland. And you just, you know, they're up 9. I think they got up 10 at one point in the game. But you never really got the feeling that they were, you know, they were playing well and Cleveland wasn't playing well. LeBron, first of all, did nothing in the first quarter. It was like he was playing possum in the first quarter.
And rope-a-dope.
Yeah. And by the end of the first half, they had cut it to 2, and you knew. You knew, I just knew it was coming in the second half, and you saw what Cleveland did. Kevin Love had a tremendous game. He played great yesterday, hitting shots, rebounds, all of that. And LeBron was just, otherworldly. I mean, how else can you
LeBron, say? LeBron was a god, and when you watch LeBron James play, I think that Gary Parish said it, and I was thinking it. You're watching him, and you're thinking to yourself, this is the greatest basketball player that's ever lived. Doesn't mean he is. Yeah. Doesn't mean we're going to sit here debating it, but
he's
watching
up
him.
He's in the conversation. There's no doubt.
And it happens every year. Now, what's scary about Cleveland, and obviously you are right, they're gonna sweep this series.
I don't see any way they're winning a game in Cleveland.
And I watched the postgame presser just to get an idea. These guys look dead.
And let me say this, too, and I also think LeBron, no question, I also think LeBron says, hey, you know what, we had this gut-wrenching 7-game series we had to go through. Now we got to start, you know, make it a little more economical.
Absolutely.
As we move on.
And the biggest difference isn't LeBron. LeBron's a god. The biggest difference is he's actually getting a little bit of help.
He is.
You mentioned Kevin Love.
Yep.
Kevin Love came to play.
Yep.
George Hill came to play.
George Hill, absolutely.
Jeff Green.
Yep.
Quality 20 minutes. JR.
Right.
He's getting help finally.
Yep. And I said this to you, we talked about it off the air. You know, the new guys they brought in, these are not the guys that are playing. They're playing the old grizzled veteran type guys, if you will, if you want to call them that. These are the kind of guys that are playing right now for Cleveland. And as you said to me off the air, they are starting to find it now.
They are. It's scary.
And there's no doubt about
it. They're coming together.
Yep.
I mean, I think for the most part, it's the old guard. A guy like George Hill is contributing.
Yep.
But you're right. I mean, Rodney Hood and Jordan Clarkson and some of Larry Nance.
You didn't even see him last night.
Yeah, he barely played. I think he played garbage time, if memory serves correct. But LeBron's getting help. So now you've got this basketball god that LeBron is. And now he's actually have guys helping him. And then on the other side, you have a basketball team that looks like they've seen a ghost.
Yep.
And that ghost is LeBron James and the Cavs. They can't beat that ghost.
And number 23. And I said this all along about Toronto. And I know they had a great year. They won 59 games, whatever they won, the number one seed, the whole deal. You talked about their bench and all of that. And they just the two big guys in his team just are not on the level of these superstars in this league. They're just not in that category.
I thought the difference was with this team, and what was really impressive about this team was how they, in a way, reinvented themselves. They really changed the way they played from last year to this year.
Right.
And I thought that was a sign of things changing overall,
that
they weren't going to be the paper Raptors that they've been. And even the Washington series, they were tested, but they were able to close them out at least.
Right.
And they have proven all of that incorrect because they have been the paper Raptors. And it doesn't help when you're facing maybe the greatest player of our generation. I get that. But they could not stop him. And it did feel like he was toying with them at
my
points
God.
And these fadeaway jumpers Jordan style.
And hitting shots that were just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the fadeaway jumpers. I mean, I know Jordan. I don't remember Jordan hitting fadeaways like this. I mean, he was hitting 15, 18-foot shots that he's turning and spinning, and that is a brutally tough shot. And he was making them like they were nothing.
Yeah.
He made one from the corner with the shot clock going down that I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, this was a blowout. You knew by the end of the third quarter, the game was over. If it wasn't before then.
5 minutes into the third quarter, it was over.
Right, well, but you knew for sure. Like, by the end of the third quarter, there's no way Toronto's coming back. I mean, Ruby Brown could paint it any way he wants to paint it because they got to have people still watch. But, I mean, there was no way they were coming back in this game. But you were locked in because you're just sitting there, like, with your mouth open, watching this guy just be unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable.
I hate getting into where does LeBron rank as the story is still being written. But, boy, this story is something else, man.
Oh, my God.
And he gets to another NBA Finals with the roster around him.
Yeah.
Especially after he was tested in the first round.
Yeah, that would be eight straight, by the way.
Eight straight. And they blew the team up in the middle of the season.
Right.
The other thing from last night was I thought the Philadelphia 76ers blew a golden opportunity. Yep. And for them, it was the end of the second quarter because they opened up a huge lead on Boston early. They were up by as many as 22 in this game. They're up by 22 on the road. A great chance to steal a game, even things up going back to Philadelphia. And I thought the entire game changed with the way the Celtics were able to close the first half.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed by Boston. I mean, what these guys, you know, guys like Tatum are doing. Rozier, I mean, what these guys
are doing.
Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're doing. And Philly, you're right. I mean, they had a big lead. They blew it. Now, I'm not going to say Philly's dead yet because they haven't played at home yet. But I tell you, I give a lot of credit to Brad Stevens with the job he's done with that. I really do.
In so many ways is remarkable because we know about Kyrie being out. Yep. We know about Gordon Hayward being out. Yep. How about Jaylen Brown being out?
Yeah.
So they now have Jason Tatum, who's blossoming before our eyes. Yep. Al Horford, one of the more underrated
players
in this sport. And then Terry Rozier, who looks like he could start for almost anybody in the NBA. But the most impressive thing about what Boston did last night may not even be the way they closed the first half. It may be the number one. And now I'm not talking about Mike. I'm talking about Benjamin Simmons. He was held to 1 point last night. They did a remarkable job defensively of slowing down and stopping the penetrating Ben Simmons. He was a non-factor in this game.
Yeah.
And I almost think it looks worse that he scored 1 point as compared to the goose egg. The one just looks bad. You know, the 1 point.
Well, I remember a couple classic goose eggs. I think Jason Kidd had one of them in his seventh game, if I'm not mistaken, against the Pistons that year.
Yes.
And the other one.
Darren Williams had a goose egg, too.
And the other one I'll always remember is Dennis Johnson had a goose egg for the Sonics in Game 7 back in 1978 before against the Bullets before he went to Boston. So, but look, I mean, I give Boston a lot of credit. And if Boston wins this year, they got the home court against Cleveland, right, if they win?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to matter. I don't think it will. But I give them a lot of credit for what they're doing, you know, with the injuries they have. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sitting here today, you go back to February and January and December when things looked bleak for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And as we sit here the first week of May, does anybody out there at all, as Dog would say, anybody alive out there today think the Cavs aren't getting to the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Anybody?
No, I certainly. I said it all along.
You have. I was skeptical watching this team all year. But as we sit here today, does anybody in their mind think the Cavs are going to the NBA Finals?
And I tell you, man, one of the best things that probably happened to the Cavs was the kind of series they had against the Pacers. Because the Pacers, you know, were blood and guts with them. Every game they won, they barely won. And, you know, and I think they really learned from that. They survived that. And now look out.
Look out.
Yep.
They had the white knuckle series.
Yep, they did.
And now they're off and running.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.